There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies and Pete's on Packer Ave in South Philly. If you stop by tonight, you'll be able to enjoy the Jordan Mailata Show at 6 with Elliot, Jordan, and myself. And then the Players Lounge with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot, and this week's guest is Landon Dickerson. Real quick thing before we get to the top five. This song made me think about it. Have the songs that we play on the show, especially the ones that we play regularly, done the thing where you hear the rest of the song, you're surprised that it keeps going after, like the Nick Caution song we play at 3, the Kendrick Lamar song. When I hear those songs, I just expect them, when they come up on my Spotify or whatever, I just expect them to stop after the first 30 seconds. I think to myself, oh, wow, this song has a whole,
it's a whole
other
verse,
part to it.
Two other verses.
It's crazy.
It's true. It does. Yeah, because we're so used to hearing it in that short snippet.
Yes.
Yeah, you think every time you hear it, it's going to cut off.
Yeah.
I'm with you there.
The top five of five is, of course, brought to you by Roto-Rooter. Wait, hang on. At Roto-Rooter, the nightmare before Christmas has a whole other meaning. When the holidays cause havoc on your plumbing, call in the pros at 1-800-GET-ROTO.
It's the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
I think it's just the natural delay.
You think it's the delay?
I don't think it's Buzz. I don't think Buzz is waiting an intentional 3 seconds.
Okay.
If I had to guess.
Oh, I thought you meant it was a natural delay in his brain.
That could be it, too.
And it helps you remember box scores.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
See, wasn't no delay there.
There was no.
When it's time to talk, he's ready to rock.
Buzz, am I right that you're hitting it right as Spike ends?
That was pretty quick. Yeah, I think it's the delay on your end.
Yeah, well, you seem to be talking just fine.
Yeah. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Okay.
No problem.
There's no problem talking. Hey, Buzz.
What's up?
He delayed on purpose.
Yeah, he did.
He delayed on purpose.
He delayed on purpose.
How about this? Mac, I'm going to find out if Max has the video of you in the studio when you're supposed to hit it. And I'm going to try to match it up and see if it's a you issue or if it's a connection issue.
Or I can just send you the free delay.
See how quick you just talked? You know you hear it right away.
He's got a lot of time, Buzz.
Let it go, Buzz. He won't let it go.
No, I'm not going to let it go. I don't let anything go. Miserable person. All right, Jack.
Get out
the game balls.
Let's hand out some game balls. All right. Like that?
Yeah.
That's called a falsetto.
No, it wasn't.
Nope. All right.
Yeah.
Number five.
Do you know what a falsetto is?
I thought it meant when you get like, ah.
Yeah, high. But okay. You weren't high.
All right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, maybe I was. The fifth game ball goes to Dallas Goedert. That was a big grab. And, I mean, it was third down. Could have easily been dropped because it was a little wobbly. And
there it is.
He had to go up and get it. And he came down and made a big play. It was still early where it was tight. And who knows how the game goes if he doesn't make that grab. So Dallas Goedert, he's had a great year. I mean, a really, really – in a contract
career year.
He bet on himself. And I wonder if the Eagles can pay him this offseason.
Well, he didn't bet on himself. He didn't really have a choice.
All right. Well, he signed a one-year deal.
He was – I think he was already under contract.
All right. Yeah. 0-2.
They gave him a new deal, but he was already under contract. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if he was under contract.
I'm not a, what's that? He was.
So what'd they do?
Because they were talking about trading him. They gave him they restructured his deal, gave him more money. Added some void years on it or whatever.
Okay.
Because remember they were talking about trading him.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Elliot assured us they were gonna trade him.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll hold that against him too.
Yep.
We should. The fourth game ball goes to Cook.
I could have picked that ball off.
You 100% could. 14-10 ball game. Josh Johnson, who, of course, was in the 2022 NFC Championship game.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he's still playing somehow.
Was drafted in 08.
Dude,
almost
20 years.
He had one decent year for the Bucs.
Yeah.
13, 14 years ago. And he's still getting backup quarterback jobs. Because
a true professional. Like probably a good locker room guy.
Yeah.
Those guys stick around for a while.
I always confuse him with Josh Freeman, who also had a good year for the Bucs.
Oh, you're right.
Yes.
You're thinking of Josh Freeman.
I'm thinking of Josh Freeman.
No,
yeah.
No, he played.
He was in the Bucs, though, at one point, I believe.
Yeah, Josh Johnson was there, too.
Okay, Josh Johnson.
I don't know how he didn't have a Josh Freeman year, though.
Yeah, Josh Freeman had a good year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He also pitched against Roy Halladay in the perfect game in 2010.
Yep.
What is that
joke? Different Josh Johnson.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right.
Come on. I'm testing baseball spikes.
For the Marlins.
Yes.
He was a horse back then.
He was.
Anyway.
Remember him?
Yeah. He was a problem.
He was a problem.
The third game ball I'm giving to Jordan Davis. I mean, what a year. What a year for big baby Davis.
He's going to get paid.
He's getting paid.
Who would you pay first, Jordan Davis or Jalen Carter?
Well, if they don't pay Jordan Davis, he's a free agent. Jalen Carter, they could wait another.
Jordan Davis under contract one more year.
One more year. But then he's a free agent afterwards.
Yes.
Yeah. So if they don't pay him this offseason, he's a free agent. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm surprised we're here with Jordan Davis. I know that Ike was always a believer in Jordan Davis.
He was.
I wasn't. I didn't see the buy-in. And he's actually moving people this year, which is nice. Years past, I feel like he's been more
playing
of a
little nasty too.
Yeah.
Well, if I'm being honest. It really, what sold me on him this year was when he came back with the weight loss.
Yeah.
He lost, what, 26, 28 pounds, whatever it was?
And he held it off.
That was the thing.
Because he kind of got, in the middle there, he fell. He disappeared a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But this last month, been like he was the first month of the season.
Yeah.
He's a guy on the list of the players we should talk to.
Yeah.
You know. And
great personality.
I think Jordan Davis interview. Because his journey... Look, he was a high draft pick, all those things. But his journey with the Eagles, I think, is interesting.
Kind of like BG's.
Kind of.
Without the injury. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Kind of, yep.
But unbelievable personality. Seems like he's developing into a leader on that side of the football. So
giving out injury information when he shouldn't.
Now, Ashlyn Sullivan, another Eagles Insider of the Year candidate, did talk to N'Kobe today, and he said he's fine.
Really?
N'Kobe did say he's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Listen, everyone's vying for this scoop. Good to see.
Yeah.
It's good to see. Second game ball I'm giving to Jalen. I'm saying this in a very positive way. I want that on the record. But he's getting back to playing Jalen football.
Yep.
Which is not turning the football over.
Yep.
He's running more.
Running.
Yep. And he's being very efficient. I mean, they are 8-0 when he throws for under 200 yards.
Like, yeah.
That's.
Listen, I
you're
know,
dying to use that.
Yeah, I know.
But the Bills are 5-1 when Josh Allen. It throws for under 200
yards.
That's
fine.
Yeah.
My only thing is,
the running is sort of a side dish.
Nope.
No, it is. It's a side dish. His throwing the last two games pretty damn good.
A little bit more anticipation, which
I like. His throwing of the football has been pretty damn good. Whatever they did Monday night in Los Angeles, whatever they were trying to prove, or whatever, that nonsense. We got away from that. and got back to playing Jalen Hurts football.
Yeah, but even there's still – it feels like there's some concepts from that Monday night game. It feels like they're
– Not the point that I'm making. It's the frequency in which they had him throwing and the things they had him doing. It led to 5 turnovers. Hasn't turned the ball over. The ball hasn't even been in harm's way.
Well, he did throw a pick that got taken back because of the penalty.
It would have been a punt. It was 4th down.
Yeah.
Well, you should throw the ball at that point. And it would have been a good decision if the pick happened.
I know.
He
did also fumble the ball. I was lucky that it didn't get picked up.
There you go. You were saying something positive, and then
he couldn't
help himself. This is what I would say about the running side dish.
Mm-hmm. It's a side dish.
Yes, but I do think it makes it easier for him to throw the football.
That's fine. It's still like he's not running to victories.
No. He's not.
He's just extended drives. He's pick up a first down. He still has to throw the ball.
Yeah.
He has to throw the ball.
Yes.
Well, he's running as an accent to what he's doing.
Yes. Yeah. It's good. He's playing good. This is what you need him to do.
Yes.
This is Jalen Hurts football.
Yes.
Jalen Hurts football. But number one game ball, give it to Saquon. Toughest run of the year.
Wow. Yeah.
Big one late.
Okay.
Over 1,000 yards. It's funny.
I like it.
It's funny. He's over 1,000 yards. Devontae and AJ are all going to be over 1,000 yards.
Yep. And Jalen's going to set a career high in touchdown passes. Oops. He already did.
Yep. And we've complained about him every week. The offense.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Well, yeah. The offense still 1,000 yards or not.
Doesn't pass the eye test.
Yeah. I mean, they're not scoring. They haven't scored a lot of points this year. I mean, Saquon, that last run was the best run of the year. It wasn't the longest run of the year, but it was the best run of the year. He got hit in the backfield. Juergens got blown up on that one. He got hit in the backfield. He spun out of that, and then he ran angry. Like, he ran angry through the Washington defense. That was a great run.
You know what's weird about the Saquon thing? At the beginning of the year, I still remember saying, if he can give us 1,300 yards, that's a good year.
He might do it.
He might get to 1,300 yards.
Well, especially against Buffalo.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Yes, he has two good games these next two games. He could get to 1,300 yards.
Also, speaking of running angry, I've never seen a touchdown celebration at a point in a game where it didn't mean anything, like Tank Bigsby's touchdown celebration.
Yeah.
You better respect how good I am touchdown celebration.
And I'm with him.
Yeah.
Let's get Tank 4 or 5 carries a game, baby.
He runs hard.
Yes.
He's a tank.
Well, and see, the thing with guys like that, they're going to run hard every time you give them the ball. because he's not going to get many carries.
Yes.
So he's putting his foot in the ground, get north and south, get as many yards as he can. He's going to break tackles. I think it's a nice little change of pace from Saquon. It gives a chance for Saquon to take a breather.
My guess.
Saquon some carries. Tank some carries.
My guess in the reason that he doesn't get more carries, because Gainwell got – because remember, Gainwell would be in there a lot more. Is that? I wonder if he just can't catch the ball, and Gainwell could. I wonder if that is an issue with Tank. Is that, you know, I wonder why he doesn't get more carries, and maybe that's the reason. I don't know if he's a bad blocker. I don't know about the
that's
other
That's probably shot. The reason.
That could be the reason, too.
That's probably the reason, yeah.
This hour sponsored by Guida Doran Window. Take advantage of Guida Doran Window's big year-end sale. 40% off any window and door. Call Guida Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com, 215-592-9494. Joe in Hamilton, you're on WIP. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Ike and Spike and Fritz, how's everything?
What's up, Joe?
What's up, Joe?
Well, I'm pumped up. That's why I'm pumped up for this game, Ike. Man, just give
well,
me
easy.
Some
easy. 6 days.
Yeah, you got to get through Christmas first and... Yeah.
I know, but I'm telling you, man, I had this marked on my calendar in the beginning of the year because of the wife and everything. You know, she's a huge Eagle fan.
Yeah.
You know, nephews and nieces are all Eagle fans. And it's just
Joe and Hamilton's a big Bills fan.
Oh, Joe, you're a Buffalo Bills fan?
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes. A big Bills fan.
I didn't know that.
Is that Hamilton, Ontario?
No, it's Hamilton, no.
Hamilton, New Jersey. You know,
good question.
It's Hamilton, New Jersey, but that's funny that you said that.
That's a good question.
Border there, Hamilton, Ontario. You're correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I asked.
Yeah.
Why
see, look at me, Mr. Map over here. So how do you end up as a big Bills fan, Joe?
Well, I was always a casual football fan. You know, I'm a 3-for-4 Philly guy. You know, Philly guy. I like the Flyers. Pictures and Phils, you know, but never liked the Eagles. So, yeah, when Kelly came into play, I started following the Bills. But over 30
years. Wait a minute, hold on. This is so weird. You might be the first person I've ever talked to that is a Philadelphia fan, and the one team that you're not that into is the Eagles. What? And I'm I'm curious how that happens. How do you end up as a fan of all the other teams but not the Eagles?
I don't know. I never liked the Jets, never liked the Giants. You know, I just started following the Bills when they were making that run in the 90s, and I just stuck with them.
Wow.
You thought you was going to get an easy Super Bowl, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah, they were on a little run, 4 straight Super Bowls. You were like, yeah, I'm going to get me a ring.
They were on a run, but I guess I was like Fritzy. I always followed the quarterbacks. You know what I'm saying? Now we see that he was Josh Allen, said he's Fritz May.
Yeah.
And Herbert.
Yeah, QB1.
So how are you feeling? How you feeling about the game and your team? The defense has not been great this year. How are you feeling about the matchup from a Bills perspective?
Well, stopping a run is going to be a key, you know. They haven't done that all year, so. I think they're like second in pass defense, though. And Jalen's not very good at throwing the football. So if we could, you know, stop the run and force him to throw the football, we have a good shot. It's going to be good.
All right.
I'm very excited.
Well, I'm excited. I appreciate the call. I appreciate the call, Joe. I'm happy that the game is happening when it means something to both teams.
Yeah.
You know, I think it means something. Obviously, the Bills can still win the division. The Eagles still on the hunt for the 2 seed, also on the hunt for looking for some consistency. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a big matchup because of who they are, but it's a big matchup at this time of the year as well.
Yeah, and it matters. I wonder what the weather's going to be like Sunday.
So
it seems like snow.
Snow in the morning.
Okay.
So we're a week out, but as of now, it looks like snow in the morning, and then temperatures in the mid-20s with winds 15 to 20 miles an hour.
Oh, man, that's perfect. Think QB1 can't throw the ball through the wind?
Well,
we're going to see.
Yeah. We're going to see?
We are going to see.
It's a big narrative bowl for Spike and I.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough. I want the Eagles to win.
Did you just wink?
I kind of want Josh Allen to ball out and for the Eagles to win, if we're being honest. But
a big Saquon day.
A big Saquon day would be great. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Listen, Jalen should never throw the ball more than 25 times unless we're losing. That's the way, that's where I'm at.
Yeah.
Well, we won the Super Bowl with him throwing like 17.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. 20 to 25 times, I'm good with that.
Yeah, 75%.
Run the ball.
Run the ball.
Stick with it. Play great defense.
Play great defense.
And we're going back.
I felt it. I felt it Saturday.
You felt it. I felt it.
Man, that flight just that's so far. We got to go all the way out to Santa Clara. It's just such a far flight.
Listen to Mr. Mopey.
Listen, I'm going to be honest with y'all.
Yeah.
I had a moment Saturday, right?
Yeah.
When Saquon had the long run, not the one he broke for the touchdown, but the long run afterwards.
Yeah.
Looked at the family. Looked at the dogs. I said, we're going back. We are going back to the Super Bowl.
And what did the dog say?
He just looked at me with that stupid look on his face.
Like, wanted a treat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I told him, man, we are back, man. That long run towards when they, like, piled it on a little bit and then Tank came in and finished off the drive.
Yeah.
That felt like last year.
It'd be fun to go back to the Super Bowl again. I just wish it wasn't so
far away.
Far. Yeah. I mean,
I agree.
You know, we're going to have to fly back in a red eye so we could be here.
Why can't we get
Friday?
The Super Bowl in Atlanta?
Would love that.
Would have been nice. That's why we're building a dome here.
You know what?
Yeah.
Why don't we get the Florida Super Bowl?
Would love that, too. Carolina?
Miami or Tampa?
Carolina?
They're not going to be in Carolina.
Well, I'm just saying close.
Yeah.
Washington, Atlanta. When they get the new stadium.
Yeah.
Is Chicago building a dome, or is it going to be outdoor stadium?
That's a good question.
Chicago's a nice little flight.
I assume they're building a dome.
2-hour flight.
Like everyone else.
Not bad.
Now, is it going to be 32 domes?
Dude, the NFL's eating itself. It's not going to be good. DK got suspended 2 games, by the way.
Wow. Yeah. 215. 215. They're not messing around.
I didn't. 2 games? They must have looked at that like, dude,
you walked over to him.
Yeah, this is all you.
Yeah. You walked over to him. You grabbed him.
This is all you, yeah. Holy cow. In the middle of a playoff race.
I know.
Cowboy Jim, you're on WIP.
Oh, God.
Oh, you know who's not in a playoff race?
My impression.
Come on, fix the phone, Jim.
I'm right here. Do you hear me? Do you hear me?
Yeah, we got
you. Yeah, we hear you.
Shut up.
Yeah, we hear you.
My impression of Ike Reese 30 minutes ago. Have you seen some great arms? I've seen some great arms in my life. Did you see Predator, Arnold, and Carl Weathers? Those guys are great arms. How about Stallone or Dolph Lundgren, Rocky IV? But my favorite arms is over the top with Stallone. Oh, that really did it for me. Oh, wait, are we talking quarterbacks? Oh, well then, Elway, Marino. Yeah. Those guys really did it for me for arms. Yeah. Yeah, and after you lose in the first round because of your kicker's spot.
I thought, hold on, didn't I name those guys specifically?
Yeah.
After you lose, okay, here's the trade. I'll give you Aubrey for a first-round pick and Jalen Carter because I'm going to really need some help, and you guys really need a kicker next year. So that's my pick for that. I'd like to thank Jerry for pulling the plug on the season. I'm very happy with that. And after you guys just beat two losers of a team, you know, you guys are done in the first round. So good luck, losers. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. Whatever. Goodbye.
Wow. A beaten and broken Cowboy Jim.
Yeah.
Rooting for the season to be over.
I actually feel bad for him.
Well, the worst thing to happen for Cowboy Jim and the Cowboys fans is that little run about a month ago.
After they beat us? Or was the game before us?
Well, they beat us. And then
I think they won the one before us and then
Thanksgiving
us. Yeah.
Was the one before us right around then.
Yeah, they beat us and then Kansas City.
Yes.
Same week. Yeah. Yeah.
And they were flying high.
Yep.
I mean, they were talking about winning the division.
Hard Knocks was hyping them up.
Jerry had whatever left of a thing he could have in his pants at this age.
Yep.
You know?
Dak was eating the turkey bone right
off.
Oh,
remember that? Yep. Didn't Jerry bite the turkey?
He did.
He did.
Wow.
He did.
That was a moment.
215-592-9494. Coming up next, a very special buzz appearance as we check in on the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League playoffs.
The Cowboys fans
now
have the right to say they beat the two Super Bowl participants from a year ago which means they could have won the Super Bowl last year.
They could have.
They could have.
It's obvious.
Damn.
Yeah. Shame to see him go out like this.
Yep.
We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. You know you can catch all the Eagles action at the official sports bar of your Philadelphia Eagles, Chickies and Pete's. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Tis the season to be boosting on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, because this year you're getting 7 straight days of holiday rewards, each one waiting in the app for you to unwrap. Now, every day brings a new way to play, so keep checking to see what drops next. And it all leads to the Christmas Day special, where you can get something special. 7 days of gifts, 1 big finale. Your holiday football just got a whole lot brighter. Head to FanDuel.com/Ike to get in on the holiday spirit. FanDuel, play your game. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.